coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
All right. Thank you. We're going to bring Steve Quayle on. Steve, thank you for your patience.
Well, thank you, Doug. Do you have me now?
We got you, brother.
Okay.
Looking good.
Sorry about that. I just, I want to get my screen fixed up for Eric. Tell me if this is okay.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, listen, today, first of all, I want to start out by thanking all of you who have waited for the Distant Thunders DVDs, which will be shipping next week. What we're going to talk to you today about is what went on in the background, because you have a right to know. And I have sent out to everyone who has, unless somebody's escaped us, send me your emails at stevequayle.com. Steve777 at stevequayle.com. And we'll get you a limited time Vimeo link so you can watch the Distant Thunders DVD. Now, Doug, this is pretty critical because you were just opening up in your monologue stating that we're all going to be silenced. They've cut us down. First of all, people better understand something. The economic attack, the financial attack on the truth is under full speed ahead. The truth will be silenced. I'm sorry to say that. I'm even in quoting Jesus. Jesus said the night comes when no man can work. But I wanted to bring Gary Cole on because in my opinion, of all the things I've ever done, I've never felt such personal frustration in trying to get a project out. And when you hear the background story on what went on to bring Distant Thunders, the government agencies' interference with it, the threats, intimidation against Gary and his family openly in public places, and he's been advised by counsel not to name names. And I think that's very wise, but we will be specific. Those of you who have heard me allude to it, now you get it from the mouth of the guy that had to go through it. And by the way, when he was editing, Gary would send me GoPro shots of the lightning storms in Florida where he was at. And Doug, they were off the charts. So this has really been fought with. So I'm going to let Gary tell his story, and then I will chime in when necessary. Gary Cole, ladies and gentlemen, the director, the writer, and the editor of the Distant Thunders DVD, which now is available. Go ahead, Gary.
Thank you, Steve. It's awesome being here. Can you hear me okay there?
We can.
Great. Can you see my video? Oh, good. Yeah, it's been quite an adventure. I've been doing this for 30 years, and never in my life have I gone through this Indiana Jones-type escapade adventure just to get a project done. But now I understand when you're doing something to expose anything dealing with conspiracies that have any kind of relevance of truth, anything to expose the workers of darkness, anything to expose what's really going on in the spiritual warfare on a biblical text and biblical passages of what we've been covering in this documentary. For the first time, I realize now that there is wickedness out there that will stop you. And I just want everybody to know out there as a viewer from watching the Hagman Report and Steve Quayle for a couple years, you always go in the back of your mind, man, is what they're talking about real? I mean, is there some real modicum of truth to this, or is it just hype for fear-monging? I assure you, as a listener and now working with Steve, and it's not Steve, okay? It's not because of Steve Quayle. It's because of the message. And it's because of the timing of the message of what we're trying to warn people about this great deception that's coming that is spoken of in Revelation 11 and Zechariah. It's real. And if you really want to know, if you really want God to show you what spiritual warfare is all about, I challenge you, take a risk. Get out there, make yourself public, and you will put a bullseye on your back. As I'm sure you know, Doug, you've gone through your warfare, and so has Steve. When you take a stand for anything, and you become any kind of a public figure, or you start to become a public figure, it is vicious. I mean, it is relentless. I mean, would you not agree with what I'm saying here?
Gary, and it's not past tense, it's present tense. Yes, it is absolutely vicious. And people need to understand that, you know, this is not talking about us. This is coming to everyone. And I think if you take a public stand, and I'm going to shut up now, but if you take a public stand, whether it be on social networking or whatever, you are actually putting yourself out there, not just for ridicule, but for takedown. So thank you, Gary. And we appreciate your work, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's a labor of love. I really do enjoy doing the work. I'd rather do it for the Lord and for exposing the truth than being part of Hollywood. The last time I was on your show, I believe it was in June or July, I talked about my background with Hollywood and coming out of that fiasco, that literal cabal of satanic worship. And I've learned in the industry, you can't get 5 minutes of airtime. Doug and Steve, have you ever heard of Sherry Schreiner?
Yeah.
Okay. I first heard her and I thought she was nuts. And then I heard different rappers that got out of the industry. And there is truth behind, you're not going to get anywhere in Hollywood. They would state that you're going to hit a brick wall. And if you don't sign in blood, literally become what they call the initiate, or what they would say, you got gravy. If you're not in that little inner circle of, this is going to sound crazy, but killing babies and being part of the, you know, Pizzagate pedophilia farm out there that our government is, it's rife with, it's prolific with child abuse. And if you're not part of that and you don't participate in those rituals, you're not going to get the perfume deals. You're not going to get the commercials. You're not going to get airtime. You're not going to get a script. You're not going to be able to direct. You're not going to be able to work on films. And I'll give a good example. My good friend, Greg Sims, who did a wonderful job on the music. Doug, I don't know if you've even seen the documentary or heard the music, but
You're talking about the Distance Thunder soundtrack and the people that have downloaded on Vimeo. Doug was there at Branson, so he heard the music, and it was original to our project. So, yes, he has. I'm speaking for Doug because he may not know what music you're talking about. But for those of you who have seen the DVD Distant Thunders or were at Branson, that is the soundtrack that Greg Sims wrote and directed with Gary's input. So, Gary, get to the point, if you would, because I want people to understand what you went through, okay? Most people are aware of Satan and Hollywood and stuff. You came out of it. But share what happened when this whole thing started to go south with the, quote, nameless government agencies. Give the background on what you're in, and again, Doug, because of the nature of even the phone call we had last night, the listening in, the multiple voices, this is real, people. This is not grandstanding. Gary, give what you went through and your family went through in whatever order, you know. But the deal is, I think it's important that we just go straight to there. I don't mean to cut you off, but we only have an hour, so
and
go for it.
And it's a party line out there, folks. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, after last night's discussion, Steve and I hearing voices on our phone the last two times as though you're flipping through a tuner on a radio station where you're going through all the stations quickly, and then all of a sudden this voice comes on, get off now, and then Steve and I were cut off. Steve's a witness to that. We were cut off. Was it 2 days ago, Steve, or the 3 days ago, I got a call, unknown, and they said, we can make you or break you, and boom, they hung up. And I'm like, what? Is this a joke? And I'm sweating like crazy right now. Doug, I don't understand how you guys get on here every single day. I feel like I got a scope on me. I feel like eyes are on the back of my head right now, and I'm a little nervous. You know, I'm not making this up. After what I've been through over the last 6 months, I feel like, wow, dare I go outside? Dare I do another one of these videos? And fortunately for me, because I'm a stubborn ox, it just fuels me to keep fighting. And I will say this whole thing started when the last broadcast we had, I don't know if you remember, Doug, there was a tremendous lightning storm.
I did.
That cut me off. Yeah. And it was loud. I mean, I've never seen anything like it right out the windows here. It was like explosion after explosion. And since that moment, Steve saw the video, we've had crazy storms here. Now people go, oh, you know, it's just Florida. No, I've been in Florida all my life, and I've never had how many hundreds, if not thousands, of lightning strikes over my area that I got on video. We can even send the link if people don't believe it. And that was just a couple nights after that broadcast. And so that started this whole if you want to say, no pun intended, the distant thunders, cascade of spiritual warfare. And what I've learned, I was at a mall. I'm going to not say a particular mall. I'm not going to say what agencies, but I was eating lunch with my parents and just minding my own business, talking about our documentary. And I was surrounded, and my parents were surrounded by four unmarked men, I'll say. And they said, are you Mr. Cole? And I'm like, yes. Can you please come with us? And they separated me from them and took me outside by their vehicles. And they're asking me all sorts of questions. You know, Steve, do you want me to go into the details of what we talked about? The questions they asked about you?
Yeah, no, leave that out. And I think people get the feeling that they know and they pray for me and you, but I want you to share the man in charge. You need to lay the background. You had talked to your parents about your own project. Someone overheard you and dropped a dime on you to the cops. There's two points to this, Doug, the cops, local, and then the feds. We'll get to them later. The bottom line is, Gary, I want you to share what the cop told you about when you started telling him about Bible prophecy, etc. I think we need to narrow it to that because I want people to get it, okay? I want them to get it, and I don't want you getting lost in the story.
All right. About 2 months, maybe a month and a half before this whole incident, this whole public incident, somebody evidently overheard me talking to my beloved parents about the content we're putting in our documentary. And so if I'm talking to you guys right now and I'm saying, yeah, there's going to be uprising or there's going to be a world system to put people in concentration camps or whatever we're talking about, and somebody just sits down and they overhear just a part of the conversation, it could appear as though I'm saying I'm going to do it because they weren't part of the conversation from the beginning. So that's what happened. And somebody took my picture, notified the local authorities and the whole mall. And there's posters all over the mall of me. If you see this man, contact the police immediately. And a month and a half later, the police came up to me and they said, you look like this guy, blah, blah, blah. And I told them what I just said. They probably overheard me talking about our documentary. I showed them pictures and everything we're doing with my work. And the guy said, well, what do you know about two men that are going to come? And I'm like, two men? I don't understand. He's like, two men? We know that you're talking about two men that are going to come and supposedly bring death and destruction to the world. And I said, are you talking about Revelation 11, the two witnesses? And that really set them off. Not in an anger sense, but they got very, very antsy. Very antsy. And that's when the other two went in and started questioning my parents separate from me. As local authorities will do, they'll separate you to see if the story is straight. And everything my parents, everything I stated, my parents confirmed when they were talking to the other police officers. They were very cordial. They weren't threatening. But Steve, if I can, I'm going to go back to the beginning with the Hawaiian shirts.
Okay.
Because that happened a month before then. And I was at a coffee shop. I'll leave it at that. I'm trying to leave names out of this. And I was at a coffee shop, a local hangout where I do work. Every night I do my writings there. As a matter of fact, that's my first phone call and contact with Steve was at this coffee shop. And all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there minding my own business, working on this outline for this very documentary we're talking about. And three guys came up to me dressed in Hawaiian shirts. And I thought, okay, they're wanting a table or something, you know. And they said, are you Gary Cole? I'm like, whoa, yeah. Do you know a man named Steve Quayle? And that's when I'm like, do I want to plead the fifth here? Do I want to get, you know, and they said, we know everything that you're doing. We know everything about him. They started telling me things about Steve and his family, things in Peru that they couldn't have known if this wasn't real. Things that were going on in Peru, current times, even other prophecy teachers that I'm not going to name and implicate in this.
And by the way, this wasn't in Peru at the time they were asking about Peru, Doug. So they had misinformation, partial information, and then they jumped to the gun. And these were the nameless federal agency. Continue, Gary. I want to put that into perspective.
Yeah, they wouldn't identify themselves. The more I would try to get, you know, yeah, but, and try to ask questions, they just kept hammering me. it felt like the X-Files. It was the most strange interview thing. And so I said to them, I said, look, I don't know what you're driving at here. I'm doing a film. And they're like, yes, let's talk about that film. I'm trying to remember it. Cause when you're like on the air, like now, when you're on stage speaking in front of people, everything becomes a blur and you're like, did I really do that? Did I really have that discussion? So I'm trying to put the bits and pieces together as best as I can, but they were talking about the two witnesses also. And they said, you know, we understand that you met with a doctor on the other side of Florida. I'm not going to mention his name. And this doctor disclosed to you technologies that we don't feel comfortable with you talking about. And they left that at that. And I brought up, do you not want me talking about A, B, C, or D? And they said, exactly. And they kept going around, dancing around the bush, because I think they wanted to know what I knew about that. But then they brought up the two witnesses. And I don't know why the agencies are so concerned with the two witnesses in Revelation 11. Obviously, in our documentary we cover, there's two camps of thought to who the two witnesses might be. It's either Elijah and Enoch or Elijah and Moses. And they're going to come for 42 months in this 70th week of Jacob's trouble and 70 weeks of Daniel, the type of Jacob's trouble that is spoken of in Revelation and Daniel. And it's in the tribulation period, and they're going to warn of a coming abomination of desolation by the Antichrist. So I'm thinking, wow, this is incredible. Why do they care about these two witnesses? Are the government agencies looking out for these guys? Are they terrorists to the governments? And my mind was just racing at that point. I just kept going, how do they know all this information? And how do they know all this stuff that I've been talking to about Steve? They were telling me things about Steve and his family I didn't even know. Remember, Steve, when I called you and I said, did this happen to you? Did this happen to your family? And how would I know those things?
I want to straighten this out, Doug. Part of them is based on the antagonists and the lawsuit against us. And a lot of it had to do with, you know, personal stuff. And, you know, when at one point my wife traveled and she hiked and I put a handgun for her because I thought she was going into the woods because of all the death threats against my family. Even that was brought out, Doug, by a certain person and her padre. And so the deal is that, you know, they obviously had looked. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have felonies. I don't even know. Forgive me, but I'm not yet. But pretty soon we'll all be felonies. But here's the thing. What they were trying to figure out, and I got some clarification on this, Gary, is the two witnesses, they don't get the Bible. And I told Gary, remember, Gary, we see it plainly in the Word of God. But Jesus said it's hidden to them. So my guess is, Doug, they thought that, quote, are we the, and I want to make this clear, no way have I ever been to heaven. No way am I an incarnation. People have said that. I reject it. But what they're trying to figure out is what is the spiritual ramification on this? And not only was the technology that Gary was going to incorporate into, that cannot be incorporated into the film, Distant Thunders, is that it shows invisible stuff. It shows principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness. It shows energy forces. It shows, for instance, if you were to look at, and this is real data now, I'm not making this up. If you were to look at Mars through a powerful enough technology, you could see that a certain asteroid and other asteroids aren't just in motion. They're in a form of stasis between the orbit of Mars and Jupiter on the opposite side of Mars that we can see. But the energy field of taking those and keeping them in stasis, or stationary is a better word, could be seen. So, and Gary, I want to make this clear too. We won't say any names because we didn't advise the other people under advice of counsel. But it wasn't me primarily. It was the people that were doing any kind of work in Peru, any type of other talk show hosts, other types of speakers. It was everything. So my take on this, Doug, simply is this. With no Sherlock Holmes involved, or, and all due respect to your profession of detective, or not detective, but private investigator.
Yeah, same thing.
The thing is that that threw them for a loop. So continue, Gary.
And before you do, Gary, I just want to say this to Steve and to the audience. Steve, you went a lot of places in that segment there. I would urge everyone to listen to all parts of what Steve said. Not to take anything, just listen to all parts of what Steve said. It's so important. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, it's they were telling me things I didn't know. I didn't know Steve had certain dealings. I didn't know about this about his wife. And when I was telling Steve this, I'm sure he's like, "What?" You know, and I was in shock. I don't know if you guys have ever been in a situation where you're like, "Are you kidding me? Is this really happening right now?" I felt I looked out the window and there was a mile long UFO just hovering over it. This was just so surreal. And so these guys came in, they kept grilling me, and they talked more about the two witnesses than anything. I guess, Steve, they think that they're terrorists of sorts. And I don't know how far down the Antichrist has his claws in the local authorities.
All the way, Gary. The whole world lies in the evil one. There is no place he does not have his claws. None. Settle it.
So I know I've heard all the stories about the Antarctic, the big pyramids. I know, Steve, you wrote a book called Pyramids Beneath the Ice.
Empire Beneath the Ice.
And I know that there's a lot of strange happenings going down there in the Antarctic because all these different world leaders are going down there, even past the peninsula that is very close to South Africa. And I believe it's very well possible, I could be wrong, that the Antichrist, at least the one who will be possessed by Satan, is already staged. I don't know exactly when the two witnesses are going to appear, but that could be at any time. As Dr. Chuck Missler in our documentary stated, time is imminent, and there needs not be anything to occur as far as signs and wonders for the Lord's return and for this happening. And so I do know that these two witnesses are going to be fierce. I mean, we stated in our documentary, they are going to proclaim what we know and believe, and I speak for many biblical teachers, including Chuck Missler, this great delusion, this great deception that if it were possible would deceive even the very elect, that this delusion is so strong, it's spoken of in 2 Thessalonians, because these people in the world would rather believe a lie, and because they would not hear the truth, they would not believe the truth, God himself is going to send them a delusion that they will believe. And there's a definite article, as Chuck would state, the lie. They're going to send the lie that these people are going to come and receive the mark of this wondrous being. And we don't know exactly what he's going to look like, but we do suspect, and it is very provocative with all the data that we've seen, that this could be an alien being, an angelic being of light. And we believe right now that the Pope is possibly the false prophet, either this one or the current Pope or the coming Pope. And that gets us into Tom Horn and Chris Putnam's prediction of the resignation of the Pope and what the Catholic Church is going to do to give power to this being. As a matter of fact, Doug, as we stated in our documentary, we do know that on Mount Graham, there's a telescope called the Lucifer Telescope. And this telescope, these astronomers that Dr. Tom Horn and Chris Putnam were invited to on Mount Graham, can't see the star fields because these UFO entities block this Lucifer telescope, and openly and outright, the Vatican is expecting an alien visitor. Right now, the Vatican is rewriting scripture to be able to baptize and welcome in these saviors, these beings of light, to help us, to move us along our evolution. And this is what we go into in the documentary. So Steve and I do feel passionately, we feel very strongly that we were harassed in ways some I'm not even going to mention, to not get this out there. As a matter of fact,
Gary, let me stop you too, because I think one of the most critical points of this whole thing today, Doug, is to tell people, do not talk in public about stuff that you're seeing or reading unless you're going to take your stand and talk about it. But here's the deal. Tell them what the head police officer said to you when you started talking about Bible prophecy and all that stuff. Please make that very clear and repeat it if you need to. This is what everybody who's listening to this show, not to scare you, but to tell everybody the lateness of the hour. Go ahead, Gary.
I was out there and I had my camera rolling because I'm like, nobody's going to believe this. I couldn't have the video on, but I held the phone way down and I was taking pictures without looking through the phone. And this police officer, who was a gentleman, kept asking me, he wanted to know more about our documentary. And he started writing things down. Yeah, I'm into that. I want to know more about this UFO stuff and your type of Ancient Aliens type of viewership here. And these two witnesses, tell me more about these two witnesses. And I said, I was going to tell them, you sound like the Hawaiian shirts, but I wasn't going to be sharp. I don't want to invite any trouble. As anybody will know, and don't mention anybody's names nowadays on public, because people can literally sue you for anything.
Really?
We don't need any more trouble here. But he was grilling me about the Bible. They were going to watch the trailer at that time to our documentary, The Distant Thunders. And he wanted to know what these two witnesses were coming, what we knew about their plans, and what was going to happen to America. And I wasn't going to go full bore on this officer. I didn't want to get locked up here. We believe openly that America is kaput. According to the Bible, we can go down that road path. I don't know, Steve, if you want me to keep concentrating and talking about the intimidation and harassment.
I want you to no. Here's what I want to get specifically. Tell the people what the officer, Gary, told you about your kind of people, what they consider people who believe in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Run through that. That's what I want. I mean, that's got to be focused on this right now. And then we'll go, you know, because, again, we only got about 29 minutes left.
Wow, time flies. Well, basically, it was mentioned to me in the most amiable way that Christians, people who are against abortion, people, I think of Mark Levin with this, bless his soul, that are constitutionalists, are considered terrorists. That came out of their mouths.
And you were told that specifically by the head law enforcement officer from his mouth to your ears while you're being sequestered from your parents who are inside the mall restaurant being questioned, correct?
Or inside? Yes, it was a statement as a matter of fact.
Okay.
It was like a little side note, you know, it was an addendum to what the real conversation was going on. And I could tell he sort of slipped with that, but I knew that the Hawaiian shirts a month beforehand, we'll call them the Hawaiian shirts, had the same sentiment. We'll call it the sentiment. And they view Christianity, people who are pro-life, definitely people who are anti-gay, constitutionalist, as a threat. And it's my belief, the way it was stated to me, it was like a matter of fact. Sky's blue, you know, out of the blue. Here's the sky. You know, it was like no big deal. And that came out. And it shocked me. Out of all the things that they said, that really hit me hard. Wow, we are here. We are in the police state. We are getting ready to lose our freedoms. And my belief fully right now, Putin has come out and said many times on CNN, I'm sure you've heard it, Doug, they want to take out America. He's threatened America. Not me. I'm not wanting to do this. That came from the head of Russia. And according to the Bible, Russia and China is going to attack America. And no better time to do that is when we have civil unrest in this country, or civil war, dare I say. And so these police, including the Hawaiian shirts, made it very clear that they cannot have people speaking of such things, Christianity speak, well, even reiterating. It was tantamount to saying bomb on an airplane.
Yeah, that's how it felt. In essence, though, it's the biblical message. Here's, Doug, I think this is really critical. It's the biblical message that they must stop at all costs. The only way they can stop the preaching of the word of God is to kill those who speak it. This is why there's accommodation with the world. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. This is why there are so many people out there. I call them yappers and snappers that are yappers and snappers. I actually call them jackals and hyena, which is an Egyptian board game 4,000 years ago. But it conquered this, or it basically illustrates it, jackals and hyenas. The thing is that I hope people are understanding what Gary said. Okay, Gary, now go to the second time the men in Hawaiian shirts. By the way, I believe that was a little hello salute to me because I was wearing Hawaiian shirts, Doug, on my broadcast during that time.
Yeah, and you want me to wear them. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I got news for you. You got your own targets on you for whatever reason. I got mine on me. And, you know, so I went out and bought a bright green neon. And I think this is a good time, Gary, too. Let me stop and tell people, thank you for praying for Gary Cole. Thank you, Sue, and your whole house of prayer for praying for Gary. Thank those of you who knew something was going on instead of saying to me certain expletives, where's my tape? Well, the bottom line is you're hearing the story. And just to clarify one thing, my wife had a perfect record, and she grabbed the wrong purse, got on an airplane. I want to make this clear for the record. It was my fault. She was released of all liability. And yet the trolls out there, no matter what's ever happened, and, you know, Doug, she landed in Albany. The people in Bozeman screwed up. Do you know how many people in Bozeman get onto aircraft with weapons? And then one of the quote officials, federal officials, said, she's from Montana. It's like freaking Australian football. There are no rules there. And by the grace of God, you know, it was a fiasco. But that's what the story was, ladies and gentlemen. She had no knowledge. It was my fault. When I insist she goes into the words, I insist that when she goes into the woods or travels in Bozeman or in the woods, she used to hike in the, extreme hiking, she has a pistol with her. I lost a brother in the mountains of Montana to a murderer. It was all my fault. For all of you people that have feasted on that story of, what, 2-3 years ago, that's the true story. But you know what, Gary, I've learned? Truth will no longer defend. It used to be, Doug, you know this in investigative work and law enforcement, truth is your best defense. That no longer exists in America. Sadly. Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. It almost seems, Steve, like you're trying to defraud the United States of America. Figure.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot to that. But Gary, tell about the second thing. Oh, one last thing. Thank you for continuing to pray. I doubt very many of you would keep it together if you had a predator, an armed predator, a UAV over your head at 100 feet. I doubt many of you could. The only reason I can is knowing until the Lord calls me home, I'm not done. And by the grace of God, I have seen it. Even after Branson, Gary, I'll say this. After Branson, we had 5 different agencies represented at Branson that I know of. Somebody in another part of the world was able to see the transmissions, basically saying, do you know what these guys are talking about? What do we do? And they were told to stand down. Because I don't think, Doug, people understand, you know, when it's just your life and my life and Gary Cole's life, I saw what it almost did to Gary, you guys. It almost destroyed him. And Gary, let me speak to this because I've been there too. I doubt many of you hypocrites and you keyboard assassins know what it's like that when you're basically being told, shut up or die. I have, Doug, you have, Gary has. I doubt many of you keyboard assassins have ever had to go through it. And I doubt, Doug, many of those people will stand in the presence of Lord Jesus when they're welcomed into the presence of God unless they repent. So, Gary, go immediately to the second group now, okay? How much time was there separated between the 3 Hawaiian shirts? You know, trust me, they weren't the Hawaiian punch bunch, okay? Go ahead.
Well, from the Hawaiian shirts encounters to the local enforcement, I would say it was a good 4 months. And now that I really think about it, the Hawaiian shirts occurred right around the time that the first report of this individual who reported me at the mall occurred. Remember, Steve, how I was fascinated? It took them a month just to get back to me. And so now that I really put it on the timeline, this linear timeline, that was around that time period. And so that makes sense to me. Right after the Hawaiian shirts, we had a massive explosion where I hang out. There is a gym. I'm really trying hard, guys, to not to mention names. You mentioned names so carelessly, and I'm really trying to pay attention to my words here. And I used to go from this coffee shop, and I'd hang out at this place that was right by a restaurant I used to hang out. 1 hour after I left there at 1 a.m, I got word that there was a massive explosion. And they said it was a gas leak. Okay. Let me ask you guys something. When there's a homicide, and this is going to get to where we're talking about, Steve, when there's a homicide, you don't have 7-foot fences with 4 police patrol cars with their lights on for 5 weeks preventing people in that area. So why did they do that with a gas leak? And I'm not lying about this. For 5 and a half weeks, there were constant 4 patrol cars with the lights on sandbags and fences around that whole plaza area. You couldn't even get near there. And this place was gutted. I mean, it was gone.
This was post-explosion?
Yes. They don't treat homicides that long.
No.
So no. Why would they do that with a gas leak? And I asked another officer from a whole different agency. He's like, no, I am not at liberty to say. Folks, I believe that was something other than a gas leak. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yep.
And so that's when I went to the mall about a week after that incident, 2 weeks. And that's when I had the first encounter with the local authorities. Well, I told Steve all about this. I know Steve believed me because he couldn't possibly knew. I knew this about his wife. I'm not psychic. All these things I was telling him about other guys involved in this Peru thing that Steve wasn't even in Peru. But just put long story short, I didn't know the things beforehand that these guys were telling me.
And so I can validate that because I never spoke to Gary about that, Doug. And let me share this. Because I'm trying to be as upfront as I can be. But what their interest was in the Peru and everything had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with me. And for once, gee, it's nice to have somebody else in the focus. But the point is that they were fishing. That means they didn't know everything they thought they knew. But Gary, again, after the second batch, I'm talking now the Hawaiian Shirt guys, this nameless agency, were they, did they become more threatening? I mean, obviously they drilled you on the two witnesses, you know, meeting one, they drilled you on, you know, me, my wife, blah, 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 meeting two. And, you know, this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make this clear, didn't start because of Gary and I doing the film. It started because someone overheard them in the mall. When local cops get a report like that, it goes into the crime computer, and the feds are notified immediately through DHS and fusion centers. Fusion centers have control of all incoming intel and data. So that's the background on that, Gary. Again, listen, when I talked to you after the second time, you basically didn't even believe you could finish the film. You were beside yourself. Let me share this. I have been to the point where I've despaired unto death. I know what it is personally. I can say that's where you were at.
Oh, yeah. I remember the conversation with you. I said, Steve, I was just at my favorite nightly diner. I'm not going to mention the name of the diner. And I saw two state police that were canine units come and sit down next to me. This diner is empty at 2 a.m. Steve and everybody that knows me, I'm very nocturnal. I do my best creative work. I'm sure Eric the Tech can agree with this. At night, a lot of creative people like to work at night. They don't get bothered by anybody. And for me, my creative work comes best at night. So that's when I was working on this. So I'd go and take a break, go to this diner at 2 a.m. Been going there since I started my trip to go out to visit Steve with a Dr. Paul, that I'll leave it at that, back in January. So all this time, this place is empty. So out of 70 seats, these two state police dressed in green camos happen to sit right next to my table and none of the other restaurants, none of the other tables in the restaurant, 2 a.m. And they left. And then the next day, guess who appears again, asking me questions. Now, it wasn't as threatening, but it went back to the two witnesses. And they asked about questions about the two witnesses, but mainly about Peru. And then they started telling
me. Was this the state police now, or was this, the
Hawaiian Shirts guys? State police didn't say anything. They just kept looking at me like, what am I, what's going on here? Can I even enjoy my eggs and pancakes and be left alone? No, not at 2 a.m. So I called up Steve the next day. I said, Steve, I am not finishing this documentary. I'm not going to do this. I feel like my parents and I have been threatened. I feel like I'm going to die. I'm just going to say it like that.
That's true.
I told Steve that two occasions. I said, Steve, I'm afraid to give you. Doug, I want you to understand, there is 25 minutes on this documentary missing from a very well-known Nobel Prize-winning doctor who worked with the CIA. That I will name because that's not a threatening thing. That's just a work. I'm not saying they threatened me. I'm just saying his past. And he told me things I believe he wasn't supposed to tell me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that to accuse him. He didn't know he wasn't supposed to tell me. And in some way, shape, or form, this, I will say, technology they didn't want Steve or me talking about. And we're not going to say anything here. But they were very clear. They were very specific with me. So I had to go back and revamp the entire documentary, take all this out, which breaks my heart because I was going to go to the Branson conference, if you remember, Doug. Yep. And I was going to speak. You were going to buy me a steak, if you remember.
I do.
And I was going to speak. I didn't want to go. I did not want to go. And everything I was going to speak about was the subject matter they told me to take out of the documentary.
You were effectively muzzled. I mean, you were effectively silenced. Right.
And I believe the only reason.
Gary, let me just speak here to your defense, too. It really was triggered, in my opinion, on the isodual technology. And by the way, there are papers on the internet, so nothing we're talking about is a state-sponsored secret or there's classified documents. But here's the deal. The alien tie-in and the time of the alien conference, we had joked on your show, if you remember, Gary said, well, Steve, let's just put a telescope on the audience and I'll be in the back room and the virtual reality headset and we'll see who is and who isn't human. I said, I don't think that would be a good idea in a carry state like Missouri, because there'd be a lot of dead aliens and a big, how do you cover that one up? And I'm not saying anybody would kill anybody. I'm just joking. But they didn't think we were joking, Doug. Do you get that now in retrospect,
yeah.
Gary?
Yeah.
Let me mention this. Yeah. And Steve, you said this about a week or so ago when you were talking about me on this very show. It was in the beginning of the show. And you made a statement, folks, oh, that's no big deal. It's happening to Gary Cole. No, it's coming to you.
Yes.
If you think for a second that it's just Doug and Steve and myself and all these other speakers sticking our neck out on a limb. No, we're just in the front of the line. We're just the heralds warning people that it's going to be you. And if you don't think so, you better get a rude awakening. I challenge anybody that's making fun of us right now, that is saying we're a bunch of kooks or making up stuff just to fearmonger. I challenge you to get on the internet and take a risk and make yourself public and talk about this stuff and really do your research and see what happens. I challenge you. If it's not the criticism, if it's not the end result, or if you survive the minefield of not having a lawsuit, as Doug, you've mentioned in your show before, and Steven, just the craziest things. Like, I can't believe the things that people are even accusing you of. It's just so bizarre. And right now I'm shaking. I'm not shaking because of stage fright. I could sit here and talk all day. I am shaking on, oh my goodness, am I going to slip up and say something I shouldn't say? And I really believe within my heart of hearts to the both of you that first show that we had with you, Hagman, and I had a horrible camera. I was just unprepared. I'll call it the Distant Thunders show.
Right.
You could put a link up and have people go to that so they know what we're talking about. I believe that opened their eyes because I believe that these authorities watch your show. It's not a conjecture. I know they watch your show.
Oh, yeah, so do we. Yeah. Yeah, we know.
So people, you got to understand, I was a listener. I was like you. When I first heard Tom Horn talk about triple helix DNA and spider goats and all this, I said, these people are nuts. They're like crazy, like Alex Jones or something. No. If you get yourself in public and you go out there and do research, because I'm a film director, I don't like to get in front of the camera. And in this documentary, I'm in nothing but in front of the camera. Doug, ask Eric DeTech if he wants to be in front of the camera for an hour talking with you.
No, he'd refuse. Yeah, he can't. No,
no thanks.
Yeah, so I don't like it, but I do it because it's necessary. I feel like I was drafted, but I'm telling you, if you think you're sitting there sipping your coffee and having a nice little entertainment time on YouTube, we may not be on YouTube very long after December 5th or December 10th. I've been notified. A lot of people have been notified. We may not be here. You're not going to get your news source.
And Gary, let me interrupt this because Doug and I talked about this. After December 1st, or give or take a couple days, all my YouTube, all of them that I have done, that doesn't mean Doug's shows on YouTube or Greg Hunter's or anybody, but my personal stuff that I've done will be behind my paywall because I'm not going to allow some obtuse lawsuit to say that I said this when I said that or meant this. So it's really important. I want to make this clear now. After December 1st, there'll be one YouTube up saying if all of Steve's YouTube channel is now behind my paywall. If you don't like it, tough. Doug, you and I both know what we've spent in the legal fees in fighting the lawsuit that we've been under for 4 years. We're allowed to say it. It's a matter of public record.
Yep.
And the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, the lawfare, and I think somebody quoted that, or that's Doug's word that he used to apply on it, you cannot expect any, how do I say this? You cannot expect, what is it, equal justice under the law? Because the Bible talks about, now all you guys listening in for all the different agencies, lawlessness. You may hate Jesus, you ultimately hate God, but you can't deny that lawlessness. And now even stuff beyond their control and their awareness. You see, because Gary, I think this is the most amazing story from this standpoint. I hated that you had to go through it. I got to tell you something. It drove me nuts because I want to thank all of you people that were so patient. Bless you guys. But it drove me nuts because I deliver. And then it went on from 1 month to 2 months. But in the background, Gary Cole is dying. They're threatening him. I mean, it was total mental, psychological torment. And I got to be careful what I say so I don't push Gary over the edge so that he finishes, because that's important. Gary, share that.
And
share,
Steve.
Share, yeah.
Hang on. I just want to chime in with this. Gary, Steve was so concerned about you. I mean, we would have discussions about what you were going through. I couldn't say anything. Steve couldn't say anything. The people out there who were listening to this had no clue of what you're going through. I'll just say this. I'll back up because we have 9 minutes left. Just one thing. Folks, you have no idea what that man, what Gary Cole has been through. You've got no idea what Steve Quayle and I have been through, but especially Gary, given the fact that, hey, you know, it's almost like welcome to the party, pal. You know, minus the uppity, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, go ahead.
And Doug, I want to say this too. It's that important of a DVD. Look, it's not about selling the information that we get accused of. It's about teaching you. Gary was the last man to sit down with Chuck Missler. And if I didn't misquote you, Gary, please feel free to tell me. But Chuck's words to Gary were he didn't think that, 98% of, is this correct, Gary? 98% of professing Christians aren't even going to make it to heaven. Isn't that what he said?
He stated in some interview material that in Revelation 3, and I'm going to answer that question biblically here.
Okay.
In Revelation 3, there's seven churches in Asia Minor, and Jesus is basically doing a report card. And the last church is the Church of Laodicea. And he believed, as I do, that there's seven literal churches, but they also can be symbolic of church age. And that's the one church that Jesus called the believer, the individual, to come out of. And we believe that to be the present-day church, the church that Jesus spews out of his mouth. Because they were neither hot and they were neither cold, but they were lukewarm. And when Jesus was speaking to that church, they were between two cities. One had a hot spring and one had cool spring water, mountain water. But in their city, they had this tepid, putrid, lukewarm water. So when he was speaking to the listener, the audience, they knew what lukewarm meant. Okay, and Revelation was written around 95-96 AD by John the Revelator. And Jesus was relaying this directly to John as the author. And he stated clearly that because you are lukewarm, I take it because you are PC, because that's what we live in, politically correct, and you don't stand for anything, I would rather you be hot. I would rather you be lukewarm, or I mean hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. And he had a direct call to the listener to come out of that church. And that is the church age we are in. And Chuck stated very clearly, as I've heard other Bible teachers state, that it was his belief, and he told me this in personal, that a good 97-98% of people in church aren't going to make it. Matthew 7:21. For many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done wonderful works in thy name and cast out devils in thy name and professed and prophesied in thy name? And Jesus is going to look at him and say, on that day, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And then he says, ye workers of iniquity. For many, I tell you, will say they know me, but few will enter therein. That's in the whole book of Matthew chapter 7. So you have to examine yourself. You can't play games with God. This is about the Son of the Most High God of Abraham. This is Jesus who is coming back. Folks, this isn't about Doug or Steve or me or the Antichrist, which means in place of Christ, or the two witnesses. We're the pawns on the chessboard. Okay, this is about Jesus reclaiming his authority on planet Earth, and these powers that be don't want him to return, especially this Antichrist satanic system. That's what this is about, and I challenge you. And Steve, let me just make the statement. It's very important that I make the statement, because this was going to be my last words at Branson. Chuck, if he was here right now, you know he'd tell everybody? I'm going to tell you very clearly that this Bible speaks more about the time of which you and I live today than even all the other times of the Bible mentioned, including the time that Jesus Christ walked the shores of Galilee. And if you accept that absurd statement, you failed this test. He wanted you to go out and do your own research and draw from that reliable conclusions. And I challenge everybody, wake up. This is not a game. If you think I'm going through it, or Doug or Steve or Alex Jones is going through it, no. We're just at the front of the line and you're not far behind us. This is not a game. And I'm telling you, this documentary, A Distant Thunders, goes into this warning about this delusion that's coming, folks. It's coming, and they did not want this to get out. And Steve and I can testify, I am not making, Steve, am I exaggerating in any way, shape, or form?
Not at all. And Doug, I think people need to know that Distant Thunders is available for viewing on Vimeo right now. You can see the new poster with the three aliens on the front of it, the satellite dishes and three Nazi flying saucers, the Antarctica theme, and they can go there, stevequayle.com. And then the DVDs are shipping next Tuesday, and they're available for purchase too. But for all of you around the world that wonder what's going on in the United States, you need to see this DVD. By the way, the people that have seen it, you know that Gary's pro, some of the finest animation and computer-generated graphics that I've ever seen anywhere. I mean, you can't knock it. It's that good. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to consider at this point registering for Branson in July, because it's critical that July is a busy time in Branson. This year, for those of you that sign up for the DVDs, we're going to give you all three of the True Legends DVDs, the documentary, The Unholy Sea, The Holocaust of Giants, and the whole thing about the pre-Adamic race. When you sign up on Gen6, GENSIX.com, and pre-order the DVDs, we send those out immediately. It's so important that we get, Doug, the information into the people's hands, because this year, and I do believe it could be ancient cataclysms and the coming catastrophes, the pre-Adamic era and the return to the days of Noah. And we're in the days now when men will not endure sound doctrine. We'll be talking more. We'll be sharing more. But ladies and gentlemen, please keep praying for Gary. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for coming in imprecatory prayer against the enemies of Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, and Gary Cole, and others who are out there on the front line. We're not saying we're the only guys. We're just saying here are contemporary views into our lives, contrary to all the gerbils out there and the yappies and the snappies, the hyenas and the jackals. And until you have to check your car for bombs, until you have to go, wait a minute, I was just at that place that blew up, until you have to deal with hangups, we'll either make you or break you, until you have to deal with people threatening to kill you and saying, we see you, until you have to threaten for people putting your house up on the internet like they did mine and saying, send somebody to go take my picture with a flashlight, and then sanitizing that, and then, you know, somehow that's a threat towards someone else that's got a complaint against me. The people that want us dead are as phony, and their, quote, claimed religion as they slander us night and day. Gary Cole, blessings. I'm glad to put a face. I want you to know you must pray for this man.
Amen to that.
Gifted of God, but incredibly under the gun. And by the grace of God, Gary, you're alive. And I didn't think you would make it. One night, I never thought you'd make it to the following day. I called a group of intercessors. They prayed you through the night. And so, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that pray, there's nothing trivial about this statement. I would be dead. I would not be doing what God's called me to, contrary to everybody else's opinion. And Doug wouldn't either if it were not for your prayers, your support. And bless you. Please Amen. Take a look at the DVD. Download it on Vimeo. Watch it over the holiday weekend. And the videos ship out next week to all of those that you have bought them. And we'll update you kind of as this thing goes. Gary, God bless you.
Thank you, Stephen, for your prayers. I cherish them, and I hold on to them with my life.
Amen. And Gary, before you go, where can people go to get the if this is the first time you're hearing about this, you know, saying, well, what's this all about? Where can people go for the DVD or the Vimeo stream?
The best place is what Steve mentioned is on stevequayle.com.
Okay.
And they can go right to that direct link. And from there, they'll have two choices of watching it on a standard def DVD, or they can watch it on VOD and HD, which I suggest, because you see more of the information and the graphics that's relevant to what we're talking about.
All right.
That's video on demand.
Yeah, video on demand.
Steve, thank you. Gary, you've done a fantastic job, and I want to say,
thank you.
In addition to welcome to the party, I still owe you a steak.
Yeah, I'll take you up on that when we go to Branson this year.
All right, brother. All right.
Thank you so much.
Again, gentlemen, thank you so very much. May God bless each one of you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season, and without Jesus, there'd be no Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
All right. Folks, that was Steve Quayle and Gary Cole.